The Blitz. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston. A Gau Media station. If you're not down with that, we got two words for you.
Are you ready?
Hey, you think you could tell us what to do? You think you could tell us what to wear? You think that you're better? Well, you better get ready. Bow to the masters.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Saltgrass Steakhouse in Sugarland. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com.
AGE factory approved warehouse outlet.
Here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
You know, we just finished up one of the toughest hours of radio of our careers. We both had to eat a meal during that hour. We had to talk about a devastating loss. I ate 3/4 of a piece of pumpkin cheesecake. I'm tired. I got up super early this morning. 5 a.m. my alarm went off. 5 a.m. Did I get a nap? Nope. My entire wife's family is in town. The whole family. They're all in my house. There's times I wanted to quit. I want to just drive my car into the ocean. But then I saw a tweet. And it said, "You guys are making me laugh with this show today." And I said, "You know what? I don't do it for the money. I don't do it for the fame. I don't do it for the bitches. I do it for that guy that I made laugh in his car. That's what I care about." So, Fred, you asked, are you done? The answer is hell no. Not even close. We're just getting started, Fred. You like that? You like that?
I have no idea where to go.
All right. I was going to quit, but I'm fighting through.
You should. You should.
I mean, I've been through good times. I've been through bad times. But you know what? It's all better than floating along in the middle, doing nothing.
That's right.
Which I'm actually, I fundamentally disagree with that. Like, middle times, better than bad times, right? Isn't that?
Yeah.
Doesn't the scale go good times, middle times, bad times, like top to bottom? Like, you prefer middle times, like where it's not really great, but it's not really awful to where.
To bad.
To where, like, buy your wife a car, then you crash it the next day.
Right.
That's bad.
That's bad.
I would have preferred a day where I got up and didn't really do anything. Maybe played a game on the PlayStation. Watched a late-night college basketball game from last night in the middle of the day. Took a nap, maybe. That's like a middle day, you know?
Yeah.
I'll take that over a bad day. The middle days, those are acceptable days. Bad days suck. I don't know where JJ got that logic from. He must not have really bad days.
Yeah, I think his middle days are, or his bad days are middle days for most of us.
I think his bad days are great days for most of us because, let me tell you, let's say I tore 2 ab muscles today and I went home and I was like, ugh, I'm going to have surgery on my abdomen because I'm so shredded that I tore my own abs from my body. Let me check my bank account. Boom. Yep, today doesn't suck. That would be me if I were JJ Watt. I'm going to go to my no-frills cabin, and I'm going to take the elevator up to the third kitchen, and I'm going to make a turkey sandy. I'm going to lay on the couch.
No, I'm going to have my cook make the turkey sandy.
Right, yeah, yeah.
let's get that right.
Yeah. And then I'm going to bang whatever hot chick that I'm banging these days. Kush's sister-in-law. I'm going to get on that.
Or any random soccer chick.
Yeah. This is a really awful day. Give me a break. That's a great day, bro. You're living a good life. You don't even know what a bad day is, I don't think. Bad day.
Good God. Right? All right. If you're just joining us and don't know what the hell we're doing, I'm sorry you missed the last hour. 713-780-3776 is the number. 713-780-ESPN.
That's like, think about it. Like, when you look like Brad Pitt, you think you have bad days? Getting divorced from Angelina Jolie. She's taken custody of all 26 of our adopted kids. I should be upset, but I'm super rich and I look like Brad Pitt. So I'm going to go out, hook up with some strange, and go home. It's going to be a pretty good night. Go home to my mansion. I'll be all right. You know? That dude never crashes his new Honda Accord the day after he buys it. That's a bad day. All right? You guys don't know bad days. Give me a break.
Is car fixed yet?
No. They've got someone like the everything's running slow because it's the holidays, but they've got the inspector going out to look at it tomorrow, which means it should be fixed next week. Thanks for asking, Fred. That made my bad day better. That made my middle day close to a good day.
Really?
Yeah, thanks. This pumpkin cheesecake turned what was a middle day to a pretty solid day. I checked my bank account, and I'm not going to give you a boom, but we're doing all right. It's not bad here. You had some good meat, some good cheesecake. You had some nice coffee.
Yeah. I had to have the coffee because the pork chop was about to put me to sleep.
Show's still going?
Yeah.
Yeah. I made another guy laugh.
Did you?
Yeah. Jesus or Jesus. I'm going to go with Jesus. I made Jesus laugh. And any day you make Jesus laugh is a good day. So I'm having a good day now. You're welcome, Jesus.
There you go.
Thanks for the platform, Fred.
Disco says, understand you guys are not JJ's demo. He wrote that article for 40-year-old housewives out in Katy.
That's probably legit.
Yeah, good point, Disco.
Probably legit.
So I'm sure they love it. They're probably hating us right now. Yeah, honestly, do you really think that guy knows what a bad day is at all, now that I think about it?
I mean, what? I don't think that dude grew up broke to begin with. I don't think he was like a...
Now, we're excluding stuff like deaths in the family from that kind of stuff.
Yeah,
that's common. I mean, that...
Everybody has those.
Everybody has those, right.
Not everybody buys a car and then wrecks it the next day.
True.
So, I don't know. I'm sure he's had a bad day before at some point. It's probably a long time ago, though. And he probably got over it pretty quick because the next day was super awesome. Right?
You got to think.
Yeah. How hard can it be? That's the life. You know?
Yeah.
What's a bad day for him? I'm like 10 minutes late to tea time.
Well, he can't swing golf clubs right now, I'm sure.
That's true.
So you can be as late for your tea time as you want. It's like, I'm sorry, I'm 30 minutes late, but I can't play anyway.
Here's a bad day. At my no-frills cabin, I had to add on a fourth car garage because I couldn't fit the Hummer next to the Escalade because the snowmobiles and the ATVs were taking up a bunch of space, so I had to expand. And now construction got some dust into my eye. Today sucks.
Yeah, that's awful. That's awful.
Oh. Am I done, though?
Well, what about
Hell you? No. I'm just getting started, Fred. Just getting started.
What about your physical therapy?
No. It's good. It's great. Is it hard sometimes? Sure. But listen.
They probably give him, like, by far the hottest physical therapist, too.
Oh, no doubt.
I remember after my shoulder surgery, I got the one that looked like a female Adolf Hitler. He doesn't get that person.
Yeah, I've experienced the highs and I've experienced the lows, and both are better than living in the middle. I feel like he stole that out of a book or something. That can't be his life, though.
I think he got that off a fortune cookie.
I do know having surgery sucks.
Yeah.
It's never fun. But when you wake up in your no-frills cabin and you get to rehab in your custom in-home gym with world-class trainers and state-of-the-art technology, day gets better. And he's not even allowed to exercise yet. That dude's probably played so much PlayStation over the last few months.
Oh, he's probably a savage on Madden.
Probably.
He's probably got himself up over 100.
He's talking smack to little kids on the online. Like,
Shut you down.
Shut you down.
Oh.
Oh.
I see your back.
That's the lows. He loses a Madden game. That's a low. I lost a Madden. I lost a Madden tournament today.
Do you think he gets Madden and throws his throws something after he loses like he does with his helmet?
Yeah, I'm sure. He probably throws his TV out the third story of his no-frills cabin.
It pulls his back and re-injures it in the process. Exactly. Oh, gosh. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. And you can hit us up on Twitter, Facebook as well. One thing we didn't really get to, and I wanted to hit on another positive, is I thought Jadeveon Clowney looked really good last night.
Yeah, yeah, maybe especially against the run.
Maybe, and he's been good against the run all year. But he really did have, I think, maybe his best game, even though you don't have the sack numbers to show for it. He was very active. He was all over the field. So
he's become, I mean, who would you say has been the most impactful player on the defense this year? He's in the conversation,
He's
right?
in the conversation. I think A.J. Boye is in the conversation.
Yeah. A.J. Boye, by the way, looked so surprised that he intercepted that ball last night.
I thought he was going to fair catch it.
Like, he was like, what? Did he really throw that ball? And that's one thing. Derek Carr has been good all year about not making stupid throws, and he made a stupid throw. I tweeted out that it looked very. It was a very Osweiler-y throw. Because that's the kind of throws that Derek Carr made a couple as a rookie.
Yeah, and that's
and
one
then
of the,
he was like, no more of that nonsense.
That was one of the few really good points Gruden made last night. Said that looked like rookie Derek Carr.
Yeah.
And it did. Because he hasn't done that all year. And
Derek Carr didn't have a great game.
No.
You know, he was all right. They had three big plays really the whole game on offense. Two of them were on kind of busted passes that were to a running back and a fullback.
Yeah.
You know, that was two of the – and then they had the one big pass to Cooper. Michael Crabtree couldn't get involved. I mean, they didn't really do a great job. They didn't do a great job at running the ball at all, really. I mean –
Yeah, Michael Crabtree had a bunch of drops.
Yeah. This was one of Derek Carr's worst games. That's maybe something else to think about. You could argue this is one of the worst games Derek Carr's played this year. You could argue that's one of the best games Brock Osweiler's played this year. And the Raiders won.
Yeah.
That's not a great sign if you think you're some sort of a legit contender.
One more positive, though.
Give it to me.
Offensive line.
Okay.
They gave him a lot of time to throw last night, and that's an area we bagged on all year long. And I thought that group looked as good as they have all year in pass protection. And they could have run block better, but that's a tough defensive line that the Raiders have to block, and especially in the run game. But he had time to throw last night. It's one of the reasons why I think he was able to put up at least nominal numbers.
Yeah.
So that's it. I don't have any more positives. So
no more good stuff to say.
I've done the best I can. I've thrown everything out there that I thought was positive from last night.
All right. Can we agree that Quentin Dimps should only do our show?
I agree with that.
When he does that other show, they lose every time. Every time. And then we have to be the ones to sit in here and have a sad sack combo with him. And he probably thinks we're real jerks because we only bring up negative stuff. But it turns out they always lose right before we have him on. Now,
well, that's the problem with him being on that other show.
Yeah. He's losing because he's going on that show, I think.
Well, I'm good with it. Plus, it would get us out of Saltgrass more often.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
I'll be 400 pounds, but that's okay. Food's fantastic. And we're at Saltgrass right now in Sugar Land. So if you're looking for something to do and you don't want to sit in traffic, this is the place to come. Quentin Dimps will be here at 6 o'clock. So come on out and see us, especially if you're just getting off work. There's a bar here. You don't want to go home. Nobody wants you at home.
No.
They don't. Trust me. My wife doesn't want me at home right now. Your family doesn't want you at home. They want you to come here and sit at the bar and drink and hang out and listen to the show. That's the truth. Honestly. All right.
So do him a favor. And then I don't think you should get drunk here, but you should definitely get started here.
Yeah.
Then go somewhere else and get super hammered and go home to your wife and make a total embarrassment of yourself.
That's a good idea.
That's always good for the holidays. I love that.
Yeah, yeah. It basically be like you're an airplane and you're going to 10,000 feet here. You don't want to get the cruising altitude until you go somewhere else.
Boy, did you see that?
No.
It's kind of coming down right now. And NCAA orders Notre Dame to vacate all 2012-2013 football wins.
Huh. Ooh.
That's
okay.
That's big news. I mean,
well,
I always say it always seems kind of funny when you vacate wins after the fact.
Yeah.
Like nobody's going to remember what happened.
Yeah.
But it's the same thing about USC and Reggie Bush. Like, they vacated all those wins, but everybody knows Reggie Bush won the Heisman. Everybody knows they were the best team. That's what it was. On Wikipedia, it's gonna have an asterisk by it, but that we all know.
Yeah, the whole vacating wins thing just doesn't mean much to me.
They've also got a year of probation coming their way. I'm sure it's this year, since they're in no chance of making a bowl game.
Yeah,
they're gonna be like, we're gonna have to
retroactive
miss out
on that. To 2016.
Yep. So basically, a former student who participated in the university's student trainer program. She wrote papers for student athletes, which was obviously unauthorized academic assistance. The university immediately suspended the involved student athletes from all athletic activities, at the conclusion of its honor code process. The university dismissed 4 student athletes and imposed retroactive grade changes in the effective courses. So somebody was doing homework for them. And of course,
everybody's doing it.
Of course, 2012-13, which was one of the 2 years affected, they went to the national championship game and, of course, got their head stomped in.
Yeah, we both bet Alabama heavily.
Yeah, and then they went 9-4 in the next season. So 21 wins and 4 losses. That suddenly makes Brian Kelly's overall record at Notre Dame.
Not so good.
Not as good. So now if you want to fire Brian Kelly, you can say, what's your overall record? And he'll spit it out and he'll be like, I think you're going to need to subtract 21 from that win total, sir.
All right, guys, got to tell you about Harry's Razors. And if you're looking for the right gift for a guy especially, I'm telling you, this is perfect. They've got an amazing 5-blade razors that include softer flex hinge for more comfortable glide. And Harry's limited edition shape set makes a great gift because it feels special, but it's practical. High quality products at a super reasonable price. And the cool thing is, you're going to get this package. It's going to look like a gift. It's going to feel like a gift, but it's going to be useful. Trust me, as a guy, I would love this as a gift. Harry's was started by 2 best friends, Jeff and Andy, who were fed up with being overcharged for razors, so they started their own company to give people what they deserve, a great shave at a great price, and now you can give that yourself. Here's what they're offering in their limited edition shaving kit. The Midnight Blue Chrome Razor Handle. You can get that engraved with initials if you like. 3 of Harry's German-engineered 5-blade cartridges that provide a close, comfortable shave. Foaming shave gel that smells amazing, a beautifully designed gift box. It all goes for $30 on harrys.com. So how about this? You can get a gift for the man in your life for $30, or if you want it for yourself, you can do that too. They also offer handles and sets starting at $10 if you haven't tried Harry's for yourself. Special offer for the Blitzers. We partnered with Harry's to give you $5 off your order when you enter code BLITZ at checkout. Get your holiday shopping done early. Go to harrys.com right now and get a limited edition holiday shave set while supplies last, and don't forget to enter code BLITZ at checkout for $5 off. That's harrys.com, code BLITZ.
There's millions of us back home, and we say thank you.
ESPN 97.5. This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Saltgrass Steakhouse in Sugarland. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5, brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz, live here at the Saltgrass in Sugarland. Come on out if you're just getting off work. We're here. Great food, plenty to drink, happy hour going on. JOP288 asking, ever asked A.J. if Vegas factors in head coaches and the Lions. They do factor in coaching staffs because one of his big things was how much Vegas loved the Vikings this year going in because they had so many veteran coaches on the staff. But I don't know how much an actual coach would factor into a line because I guess results tend to – if you're a bad coach, the results tend to factor themselves in. Speaking of bad coaches, much as we've been bagging on O'Brien today –
yes.
It could be worse.
I mean, he could have to forfeit his wins like Brian Kelly.
That's true. That would kind of suck. Cody for Mante Teo. First, his girlfriend doesn't exist. Now his college career doesn't either.
That's
the line of the day so far. But
that guy had a bad day.
Yeah.
Doesn't have him anymore now because he's got tons of money and he's a football player. But that day and probably like two or three days in a row were really bad for that guy.
Maybe for about a week, actually.
Yeah, it was rough. It was rough.
That was rough going. But he overcame it.
He did.
Is he done?
Hell no. He's just getting started.
Exactly. Guess who is closing in on a really interesting NFL record? Most games lost ever by a
head
coach.
Jeff Fisher. Only one reasonable answer to that question. It's Jeff Fisher.
He's tied with Tom Landry for second place on the career loss list. The difference is Tom Landry had almost 80 more wins than Jeff Fisher. So Dan Reeves has the most. Fisher's three losses away. And so he needs to lose three more games this year.
Yeah.
Four more to have the record all to himself. So they're at New Orleans, which is probably a loss. At New England, that's a loss. Home against the Falcons, that's a loss. And at Seattle. He could very easily lose all four of those.
No doubt.
Here's the best part. He's not even in the all-time top 10 in career wins, even though he's going to have the loss record.
How's he done this for so long?
This guy has had people fooled forever. So among the 17 coaches who have coached at least 270 career games, Fisher ranks dead last with a .516 winning percentage. So, you know, remember Hard Knocks when he said that 7-9 bull bleep would be unacceptable?
Yeah.
So I guess 6-10 is okay?
7-9. 7-9 at this point would be welcome, right?
Oh, God, yeah. They take that in a heartbeat. And that's not going to happen. They're not getting to 7-9. But that guy, I never understood it. How he lasted forever in Tennessee, basically off of two seasons. And, I mean, he's the Lane Kiffin of the NFL. That he just goes and he's just not that good.
Lane Kiffin's had big-time success in places.
I don't say big-time success.
I mean, not as a head coach.
No, I'm talking about as a head coach.
Oh, okay.
He's Lane Kiffin. He's just a Lane Kiffin that hasn't been fired yet.
Lane Kiffin's, but I guess the thing is, Lane Kiffin's been a part of much better teams than him.
Oh, Jeff Fisher will tell you he was on the 86 Bears.
That's true. It doesn't count, though, when you're talking about being a coach, I don't think. But.
No. That's what he was a big part of calling that defense. That's why he got into defensive coaching.
Oh, well.
You know, well, those stories were all before your time.
Yeah, I guess so.
That was the big selling point when they hired him.
Maybe I stayed corrected.
That was a big selling point when they hired him as head coach of the Oilers. As well, he's a Super Bowl champion.
Hey, you want some good news?
I'd love some good news.
Jason Castro has agreed to a 3-year, $24.5 million deal with
anybody other than Astros
the
is good.
Minnesota
news.
Twins.
Oh, good for you, Minnesota.
Yep.
Good luck. As long as it wasn't Astros, and now that they have a catcher, we knew that would.
Yeah.
Yeah. 713-780-ESPN.
Lamont asked if we discuss Luck any. No, that's a really unfortunate deal, him being concussed, and now he's questionable for Thursday, and that's the worst time to be playing on a short week. I mean,
yeah.
And that's a team that we talk about this all the time. Like, how many guys are more valuable to their team than him? How many guys have a bigger drop-off at any one position and really at any other position? Like, to go from your best player to your second-best player?
Yeah.
I think the Colts may have the biggest drop-off. And Scott Tolzien on a nationally televised game, you can't feel good about that.
No, and frankly, I thought they were going to lose that game anyway. But I don't think they have any chance without him.
No.
So, there you go.
That kind of sucks. I always like, especially the games when it's the only game in town, you know, Thursday, there's going to be one game on at a time. You like to see the best teams play, the best players play.
Yeah.
That's kind of a bummer.
Yeah.
Like, watching the Colts play without Andrew Luck is not something I look
forward
to.
The only thing worse would be both Luck and Roethlisberger out.
Yeah. Like you,
Landry Jones versus Scott Tolzien.
With the Colts, you always have to you watch Andrew Luck because you want to see if you're going to get brilliant Andrew Luck or the occasional bonehead Andrew Luck. And when you get that bonehead Andrew Luck, you always wonder,
is he going to be brilliant in the fourth quarter and save the day? So there, even if he sucks for three quarters, it's still worth watching the fourth quarter.
Right.
If Scott Tolzien sucks for three quarters and they're down 20 points going into the fourth quarter, you don't have to watch the fourth quarter. With luck, you would have to watch. You'd have to say, well, he's done this before. Scott Tolzien, you're not going to have to watch the fourth quarter if that happens.
Juliana says the comment you guys had about J.J. Watt made my bad day way better than it was.
Well, good.
Good. That's.
You're welcome, Juliana. Oh, she's our intern.
Oh, that doesn't count.
No, yeah, you're just kissing ass.
Yeah, stop that. Shame.
But hey, thanks, Juliana.
Yeah. That's still a... Actually, though,
I think it's Julie.
Okay, that's why you caught me. That's why I couldn't figure out who it was.
Yeah, she just spells it Julie. I'm pretty sure it's Julie.
Okay.
Also, I'm the worst ever at remembering intern names. So
for you to remember, that's pretty good.
If that's legit, then I feel pretty good about it.
Yeah, that would be a win for you.
Yeah.
In fact, that would be one of your most impressive ones. You pulled that
it
one
would
out.
Be. Yeah. It'd be even more impressive than me beating a big, giant, fat guy.
Okay. See, yeah, now I'm looking at her profile now. You're right. Well done. You called it, pal.
Thanks.
All right. We're out here at Saltgrass and in Sugar Land. So if you're looking for a place to come and hang out, you want to meet a Texans player, you can do that too.
Yeah, he'll be here in half an hour.
That's right, and happy hour going on now, which is also a very cool thing. And if you don't have plans for Thanksgiving, they're starting a new tradition at all the Saltgrass locations. They're going to be open from 11 a.m. to 4, and they're going to have certified Angus beefsteaks, seafood, chicken entrees, finished with the homemade pumpkin cheesecake.
Oh.
I did it. Yeah, although I have to say, I went with a half piece. That was enough.
But you also ate your half piece really fast.
Well, it's because I was on break, and I didn't want to be eating it when the show started.
I know, but like, it took me 2.5 segments to eat that thing, and you were like,
no, I inhaled mine.
Yeah.
All right, make your reservations today and for Thanksgiving. I think that's a cool thing. All right, quick break. Be right back. It is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Into the maze, I won't be broken. Never stop or hesitate.
Into the Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Your home for Aggie sports. Stay sportsy.
And we are back on the Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number. So no Jerome today, John, or do we have Jerome? Are we doing Jerome? No? Okay. I'm
struggling.
Yeah, simple yes or no was all I was looking for there. But 713-780-ESPN.
I was wondering why I got why my internet was going so slow all of a sudden.
Yeah.
It's because I switched on to our Wi-Fi, like the Gal Media thing.
Yeah.
And it barely works. Switch back over to Saltgrass, and I'm blazing again. So everything's good now.
Yeah, see, I've been on this one from the beginning because I have bad luck with that Gal one.
Well, I was on it too, and then it just flipped me.
Remember when it used to work really, really well?
Yeah, that was like 5 years ago.
Yeah, I don't know what happened to it since then.
We haven't paid the bill since.
Oh.
Yeah.
I knew something was a problem. We haven't had a chance to talk too much college football beyond what happened with Texas, obviously. Your thoughts on some of the games this weekend? That Ohio State game almost just blew up everything.
Almost, and that's a, you know, I mean, if they would have lost that game, I wouldn't be as confident as I am that Ohio State was going to beat Michigan. But I do think it was a bit of looking past Michigan State to the Michigan game. I still think Michigan without that quarterback is going to have a hard time beating Ohio State. So, you know, you're going to play tough games like this. Pressure's on now with a lot of these teams. And Ohio State's one of those teams that pressure's on. We've seen Clemson do it several times, you know. When you're in that top four and all you got to do is win to get there, it's not that easy, you know. And Ohio State nearly got caught, and probably could have got caught if they don't go for two. If Michigan State doesn't go for two,
I didn't fault Michigan State for that.
I don't either. They're a clearly inferior team.
Right.
You know, you go for it when you can, but most people would say when you're at home, you play for overtime, right?
Yeah, although I think you'd have to get lucky in overtime to beat that
I think
team.
So, too.
So might as well get lucky there. And it was played in a snowstorm, which I'm always a fan of that.
They all wanted to get off the field.
I love it when that happens.
Get me out of here.
Vincent says, you guys save lives every day because without this show, I would road rage murder people in rush hour traffic. I don't know how you guys do it. I really don't know how you do it.
I'm looking out the window and thinking, nope.
You should be exiting. I should be watching you exit and come into the parking lot here and hang out and listen to the show and meet Quentin Demps.
Yeah.
Instead, there you go. White truck just drove by.
Making your foolish mistakes.
You're going to get home. Your wife's going to be ticked off at you because you've been listening to the show. It's going to be miserable. You're wasting your time.
Yeah.
Just a suggestion. Julie says she's not kissing ass. She said, ask Cameron. They were making fun of me for laughing by myself.
No.
Now I've got to learn Cameron's name.
Damn. You know Cameron. He's the one who used to have a man bun.
Oh, yeah. Okay. That's easy. He's an easy one to remember.
Yeah. I think he actually works there.
Oh, that's right. See, I'm getting them all confused now. This is what happens when you get old. We got so many people go through there. I had a friend of mine.
That was the best decision he ever made was cutting off that ponytail, too. You can't do that.
What happened to the kind of weird one that used to work out here with us? Fletcher. Whatever happened to him? He went to Dallas.
He moved or something. Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know what the hell he's doing in Dallas.
I don't either.
So how do you think the rankings are going to look? You see any changes when at 6 o'clock? Am I going to be able to talk
about it? Is it 6 o'clock or is it 8 o'clock today?
I think it's back to 6 o'clock. I may be wrong about that.
I don't know what game's on ESPN tonight. But my guess is you see about the same. With the exception being the 5 and 6 are going to change. I would guess that Washington's going to be 5. I honestly don't have a good feel for who's going to be 6. You know, there were some people saying that USC should be 6. And they've got 3 losses. To me, that they don't even belong in that conversation. But if you were talking about teams right now, like if you made a list of teams most likely to beat Alabama tomorrow, you're not going very far before you get to USC because they're playing better than anybody else right now. And, you know, I don't think they'd beat Alabama.
No, but they're going to play them a hell of a lot better than they did in week 1.
Oh, no doubt. No, they might play them like – remember the first quarter week 1?
Yeah.
And it was like a pretty close game, and then they just – the wheels fell off.
Yeah.
I would imagine that USC would – I don't think they'd beat them, but I don't think it would be anything near what it was week 1. They're just playing that good of football right now. I wouldn't put them in my top 6. I do respect what they've done over the second half of the season and kind of fighting back from what they did. But 6 is too much to me. And I don't think it really matters who's 6 anyway.
Yeah.
Because I think at this point, Washington is probably moving into that 4th spot if they continue to win. It's funny, 2 weeks ago I said if Washington lost a game, they were probably screwed. What I didn't realize is that everyone was going to lose.
Yeah.
And it was just going to throw a wrench into things. So it sucked for Washington initially, but I think a week from today, we're talking about them being one of the final 4.
As
long as they keep taking care of their business.
And
they've got to beat USC again, or they have to beat them the next time they play, which won't be easy.
Well, they got Washington State, too, which is not going to be an easy trip. That's a rivalry game on the road. If they lose, though, I think that's when it really starts getting interesting, is that 4th team might be. And what if Michigan somehow beats Ohio State and then loses in a Big Ten championship game?
Hey, I think Jerome's on.
Oh, he is?
I can't tell because my internet's not working, but I do believe Jerome's on.
Oh, okay. Apparently they forgot to call him. Nope, never mind. Just going to tell him no go this week because there's only 2 minutes left in the segment.
No, okay.
So that's too bad. All right, well, that was a fail.
That's all right.
Usually I'll take the blame for these things, but well.
This time it's an intern's fault? Is that what we're going with?
Yeah, we're going to go with this was not our fault.
Okay. Good call.
And for once, I'm going to put the blame squarely on somebody else.
I'm all right with that.
All right. Well, 713-780-ESPN is your number. I don't know if you saw this. Apparently, it's a tradition. These naked Yale students at the Harvard-Yale game?
No.
Oh. You do not. This one of those
I would imagine. That's like If they, why don't they do that at the Arizona Arizona State game?
Right.
Or you know, or like Ole Miss LSU. How come they're not doing that at those games?
Florida State.
Yeah, that'd be good.
That would be a good one.
Cal UC, or UCLA USC just got played. We could have used that.
Texas Tech.
Yeah. You take those.
Yeah.
Yale, Harvard, not as much.
No.
Not as much.
And I admit I looked at the photo because it was on the website that I was reading, and it's exactly what you would expect.
A bunch of pigs.
A bunch of pale
Northeastern men and women.
Yeah.
Mostly men?
Mostly men.
Yeah.
Eunice, come over here for a second.
Well, hello.
Hi.
Good to see you, Eunice. Oh, excuse me. I don't want you to sit on my bone.
Put the headphones on.
That would be uncomfortable.
Yeah. Yeah, Eunice is working with us on this party, which is going to be the biggest thing ever. And she can't figure out headphones.
Damn. Yeah. That's all right.
All right.
She's a woman. Her brain isn't as big as ours. It's not your fault. It's God did that.
Yeah, sure.
So, yeah, you just tell people about the party here. We got a couple minutes.
We are going to have a great time.
Are we?
It's going to be the big Texas party.
Yes.
Beer, bourbon, and barbecue.
That's good things.
And not only that, but you know what? It's for the ticket, you get everything. So it's going to be pretty awesome. And the cool thing is that, you know, for Houston, last time the Super Bowl was here, you know, a lot of us felt like we didn't really get it in to enjoy it. And you could see the celebrities. You can see the football players from afar, but you really didn't get to interact with them. And so then our party, we are going to make sure that you get to meet and greet them and take pictures with them.
Not the guys playing in the game, right?
Well, no.
Like Tom Brady. If Tom Brady's at the party a couple days before the game and he's getting all hammered doing Jello shots.
Yeah, that's not going to happen.
Yeah, I'm going to say that would worry me.
Yeah. Well, it would be fun, though.
Right.
Right.
But I would guess there's going to be a bunch of Texans there. There's no way they're playing in the Super Bowl.
No.
Yeah. Maybe Aaron Rodgers will be there.
You know, well, I can tell you one thing, though. I mean, we do have quite a lineup already that we know of. It's Corey Redding's coming in. Earl Thomas is coming in because he already got hurt, you know. So he's for sure there.
Yeah.
Jamaal Charles is coming. And we've got, of course, Roy Williams, y'all talked to yesterday.
Yeah.
And we've got Vince Young.
Oh, VY. In.
Ricky Williams.
It's a good be party.
Fun. Yeah. And so getting these guys in
I'm
gonna should
get
be fun.
So stoned at that party if Ricky's there.
No, I'm with you.
Oh, boy.
Right. Absolutely.
He's got the sticky.
Yeah.
He's going to be so good.
Well, I'm calling up everybody who went to UT and played football and you know, we'll make sure we have some Aggies, too. Ray Childers will be joining us, as
nice.
Well as Too Tall Jones.
No John football?
That would be a party.
No.
Oh, we got to get him at this party. We have to get John football
I'm
at this party.
I'm sure he would make it because he's available.
Yeah, well, let's get him there. I mean, come on. What are we doing? You want to have a party or you want to have a party?
Well, I think that we're going to have a great party with
with or without
here.
Johnny football.
Yes, definitely. Right. And I think
I'm bringing him as my plus one.
It's
I'm
well
that
worth
down
it. It's well worth the ticket price for the party. And I encourage everybody to go check out the Big Texas Party on Eventbrite. And ticket prices start at $300. Right now they have early sale, so you can get a discount on it. And go for it. Let's make it a big one.
So for their money, when they get the ticket, they get in, they get to see all these athletes. What
mm-hmm.
else do they get?
Mm-hmm. Food.
Okay.
All you can eat, food.
Yeah.
Beer, all you can eat.
Oh,
drink,
boy.
Bourbon. And we have vodka.
All you can drink bourbon?
And vodka.
Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know
mm-hmm.
what?
Fred, is your Uber ride
mm-hmm.
included in the price?
it is. It better be. Because, well, I'll just say this. Those tickets aren't very expensive. I can drink that much.
Oh,
I guarantee you I can drink that much.
I think it's well worth it.
$300, I mean, and I think they're $225 right now.
Something like that,
If you can't drink $225 worth of booze at an open bar and there's barbecue included,
mm-hmm.
you're not a real man.
Mm-mm.
Can we agree with that?
100%. Mm-hmm.
You're not a real man.
And it's barbecue. Let me tell you, it's barbecue, brisket, ribs, chicken, you know, pork, everything Ooh. Included. And, I mean, there's so much more. That's we're adding to the party every day. And so as sponsors are coming on, we're getting to do a lot more fun stuff. So
awesome.
People are going to get, you know, we're looking to have swag bags for them and that'll be cool because it'll be just with the football players as well. And some celebrities that we're working on. So I think that would be fun.
Miley Cyrus?
No.
Lindsay Lohan?
I really don't care for them. So
how come you're not getting the party people out?
I am gay guys that I want to see.
We're trying to get this party started. We know Lindsay Lowe will bring the party.
Well, we'll have the Falcon Girls. They'll be there.
All right.
I need extra tickets for that, by the way.
Tell me more.
Well, I'm just going to recruit some hot chicks to follow me around the whole time.
What sucks is our bosses are going to be
sure
there, right?
Fred's going to be there. Yes, but David will be good in a corner. He'll be
fine. Yeah, it's just it's hard to cut loose when your bosses are there, you know? Like, we go to parties at Mr. Gow's house all the time, and it's, I mean, you can drink as much as you want. But you can't drink as much as you want, you know, because you don't want to act the ass at his house.
There's the VIP area.
Are we going to be in that?
General admission. Why don't you hang out in general admission?
Oh. Why don't we put Mr. Gow in general admission?
I guess, hey, we better be in VIP.
And let me tell you, there's going to be
cigars. I can't get Ricky's cookies in
cigars, hand-rolled cigars.
Nice.
We got that.
All right.
Yes. And so just for that, I think I'm going to have a great time. I don't know about y'all, but
I think we'll have fun.
Oh, yeah.
We'll do all right.
We handle parties okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we'll do all right.
Mm-hmm. You've been at parties with us. hey, one quick question from the text line. How do I sponsor through my business for marketing purposes?
Call us. Big Fish Marketing USA. You can contact us through Facebook, Big Fish Marketing USA.
All right.
Mm-hmm. Or contact you and you give them my phone number.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you could do that.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, we are late for a break.
Well, thank you so much.
Thanks for coming
on. Thank you.
Appreciate it. And that was a late edition on short notice.
Oh, I can't wait to be in that VIP session.
As I look up and see Eunice sitting there, and then I look at my phone and see a text. Can I come on and talk about the party?
There you go.
So, there we go. All right, we'll have a gym of the day when we come back. It is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
November is Movember. We're raising funds to help men battle their biggest health issues. Visit Movember.com.
Brought to you by the Boardroom Salon and Man Centers.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow. Live from Saltgrass Steakhouse in Sugarland. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz, live here at Saltgrass Steakhouse. We've got a happy hour going on. And if you want to do Thanksgiving here, it'll be open from 11 a.m. till 4. So give them a call, make reservations. We're at the one in Sugarland, right off 59, where the traffic's still bad. You should still pull over and
hang out.
Not quite sure.
Wes, can you stop talking to Quentin? We got a show to do here. Yeah.
Well, technically, he doesn't
start. Oh, he's not on yet?
No.
He's
just here early. I mean, he can get
never mind. All right.
We're supposed to have
keep blabbing his ear off then, but don't wear him out. The guy, we want him fresh.
We're supposed to have a Zadok Jewelers Gym of the Day.
The Gym of the Day. It's the gym of the day, the Zadok Jeweler gym of the day.
But suddenly the story will not download.
Oh.
So I'm going to have to go, I'll go to my backup and we'll see if it downloads. And if not, then, oh well, we'll just make the party the Zadok Jeweler gym of the day.
Yes, we can do that. It's not that fun, though.
No, it really isn't. I had a fun one. I guess I can read the headline of my backup one. This will work. This will work. Here's the headline.
Because I've got a good one. If you
you go then. Go. Don't worry. I'll save the Ohio woman.
A woman, 32-year-old woman, was arrested for distributing naked photos of her ex-husband. This is why you don't send nudes if you're a dude.
Yeah.
32-year-old woman is jailed on a stalking charge after she allegedly distributed naked photos of her ex-husband to the man's employers and parents. Eva Gayton. Yeah, take a look.
Never trust an Eva. Oh, God. That you could take one look at her and know she's crazy.
Yeah.
Never text your junk to Eva.
She was arrested yesterday on the misdemeanor charge at the Palm Harbor home that she once shared with her ex-husband. They were divorced in February, and Police allege that Gayton mailed a CD of the nude images to her ex-husband's parents and hand-delivered packages of CDs to her former husband's workplace. The CDs were labeled, requires immediate attention. Gayton, investigators charge, obtained the explicit photos from her ex-husband's flash drive. In a post-arrest interview, she reportedly confessed to burning the images to discs and then distributing the CDs. Gayton, who has pled not guilty, is being held in the Pinellas County Jail in lieu of a $1,000 bond. A judge is ordered to have no contact with her ex-husband. So if you're going to get a divorce, make sure that you erase all the nudes you have off of your drive.
I have to ask about her friends and coworkers. Who takes a disc that says it requires immediate attention and puts it in their computer ever?
Those people are waiting to get a virus.
Yeah. There's no way.
You've burned through four computers with that same trick.
Well, yeah. And, you know, and yes, it was the naked guy on one of them, but he wasn't that attractive.
No, he was ugly. He was ugly.
Yeah. Anyway, that's your Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
Can I give you one more quick story?
Sure.
You ever seen Tommy Boy?
Yeah, a long time ago. I don't remember much about it, but I've seen it.
It was Chris Farley, David Spade. Do you remember that at one point in that movie they hit a deer with a car and David Spade couldn't leave it on the side of the road, so they put it in the back of his car? And then the deer woke up. Well, that happened in real life. A motorist was left stunned after a dead deer, allegedly dead deer, came back to life while in the back of a man's truck. An unnamed 59-year-old in Wisconsin accidentally struck the deer in the early evening and loaded it in the back of his trunk, apparently to take it home to eat. So he was driving in an SUV, put it in the back of the SUV.
Oh, no.
He didn't call, which, by the way, I don't know if I'm eating a deer that I hit with my car.
Yeah.
I feel like once it's got motor oil on it, I feel like I'm out.
Gasoline.
Coolant. I mean, it's just, didn't seem
transmission
healthy.
Oil.
But this is Wisconsin, so that maybe that's what they do. It says unnamed man in Wisconsin. This could be J.J. Watt's dad. Dash cam footage from the car shows the two men talking for a minute before going to the trunk of the car for the deputy to take the deer away and put it down. The motorist gingerly opened the door and poked the lifeless animal before slinging it to the ground on the side of the road. He took note of its mangled leg as it got – that's what was mostly wounded in the vehicle.
Right.
However, in a flash, the deer steadied itself and bounded off back into the woods as the two men look on dumbfounded. So that the Tommy Boy scene actually happened in real life in Wisconsin. So – there you go. That's a double gem of the day. I got to tell you about
the
John. We don't have time for that music. I shouldn't have even done
that. It's the gem of the day. The Zadok Jeweler gem of the day.
All right, guys. Law enforcement, they're stepping up efforts with no refusal weekends. They can force you to take a blood test or a breath test. So if your weekend sucked because of a DWI arrest, don't worry. There's still hope. Even if you failed the breath test or the blood test the police gave you, there's a lot of faulty science behind those tests. The police breath test machine is not even warranted fit for testing on humans. It makes temperature assumptions. They create artificially high results and then destroys the evidence that it checked, making rechecking and proving your innocence impossible. Failing that test, not the end of the world. Juries are smart. They're going to notice the problem. Same with the blood test. They're going to notice that, hey, this blood test is not testing your actual blood. It's testing the air above the blood. Very indirect and circumstantial testing. That's where attorney Gary Trichter comes in. He's a DWI specialist right here in Houston, experienced in telling the truth about these tests and the faulty science behind it. He's also one of only four board-certified DWI specialists in the entire state. If you failed the breath or blood test, DWI, DUI, or boating while intoxicated, call attorney Gary Trichter. Put his number on your cell phone right now at 713-524-1010 or visit TexasDWILaw.com. That's 713-524-1010 for attorney Gary Trichter.
Park bench, just wait.
ESPN 97.5.